Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's my check. It's my check. The podcast by Mike Myers.
And we're clear. Quacky Serky Niku.
No.
Quacky Serpy
Piku.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Mike Check, brand new podcast with Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos. Hey, Alexi.
Hello, Cameron.
This is brand new.
Yes.
This is new for both of us. For those of you who've listened to The Blank Slate before, you know that we talk about movies quite a bit.
We are experts on cinema, movies, and films.
What do they call us? The sons of who?
The sons of Margaret and David, renowned Australian film critics.
That's right.
And yeah. I don't know if it's they. I think it's we. No one else apart from us have called us the sons
definitely
of Margaret
definitely tried to
David.
Get it started, though.
We have tried.
But this is a brand new side pod.
A passion project, if you will.
A passion project, kind of like the Passion of the Christ project.
Oh, this guy is a bit of a Christ
for
me.
In many ways, we do worship him.
Yes, we do.
Why don't you tell us what this show's about, Lex?
Well, this is our idea for a podcast. This is a podcast called Mic Check.
Mic Check.
Where we are doing a civil duty. This is our duty. We're going through the filmography of renowned comedian and actor and writer and probably an activist... Mike Myers. We're going through the filmography of Mike Myers.
From go to woe, from tip to taint, we're going there. From groovy baby through to show wing.
Yeah, or the other way around. We're going from
swing to groovy baby.
How about from a swing to a miss? We're going to go up to... We're going to go from everything, all these movies. We're going through them just to check if they're good.
Yeah, that's basically the mission statement. See, Lex and I both... You could say we are the sons of Margaret and David, but at the end of the day, we're also Mike's little boys.
Yeah, so yeah, we're Mike's kids.
We're raised by Mike, or by the films of Mike, at the very least, by the SNL... DVDs of Mike.
Yes. And VHS in my case. I watched it on VHS.
And it's fair to say that a large part of our comedic sensibility has been shaped by this titan of the comedy industry.
Oh, big time. He's influenced me so much, and I didn't really realize it until this year when I watched Austin Powers again.
Yeah, well, you have the book. You have the Austin Powers illustrated dictionary.
I have the visual dictionary of Austin Powers, which is like... a guide to all three of the movies. It's just got cut like cross sections of all the vehicles. It's got all the costumes. It's got annotations on the costumes, pointing at little details. It's got, for instance, there's a famous Mike Myers character, Dr. Evil. It's got a little pointer going to his finger. It says "tasty finger."
Tasty.
So if you've been wondering what the thing with his finger is, his little pinky that goes near his mouth, it's his tasty finger.
Oh, as in it tastes good, like that's why he puts it near his mouth, or he uses it to taste things?
We don't know. I think it's just a tasty finger.
You think that it tastes good and that's why he always puts it near his mouth?
Well, he never puts it in his mouth. So I reckon it is too sultry for us to find out, for us to ever know.
So what we're going to do with this little side pod or side project is we're going to go through every single item on Mike Myers' filmography.
Or just the movies, mainly.
Just the movies. We'll probably touch on a few important things that have popped up now and then, like some SNL appearances or some docos.
Well, today, that's probably what we'll eventually get into.
Yeah.
Unless we run out of time.
And at the end of the day, all we want to do is figure out, is Mike Myers still good? or does he suck now?
Yeah, so I think, what is our mission? What would you say our mission is?
I think it's been a while since Mike's been on the big screen.
It has been a while since Mike's been on the big screen.
There's been a couple of notable bombs.
There have been a few bombs.
Maybe we want to figure out why. What is he? Is he over? Has he actually tanked? Is he as funny as we remember him being? Is there a reason why he's been so absent
from the screens,
silver, big and small?
Is there a curse? Did a witch put a curse on him?
Is there Maya's curse?
Yes. And I think we're going to try and unlock that curse, find out if there is one, and then try and reverse it.
The only way we know how, which is by to talk about his movies.
Do a podcast. That's the one thing we know how to do, is make a podcast. So we're doing it. We're making a grassroots effort to drum up interest in Mike Myers again.
Guys, we have a couple of little end goals for this, because you're probably thinking, when is this awesome project going to stop?
Well, probably in 14 episodes. I think there's 14 movies.
There's probably about 14 items on his IMDb. Maybe. Maybe we'll keep it.
Oh, there's more than 14.
Okay, how many do you reckon there are? 17?
One, two,
you don't have to
three,
count out loud.
Four.
You can make a rough
five,
estimate, I reckon.
Six, seven,
this is
gonna
eight,
take nine,
a while.
10, 11, 12,
okay.
13, still 14,
going?
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, baby.
21, legal age of consent.
Yes, in all countries around the world. And if you've done anything before then, watch out.
That actually brings me to a really great point. One of my missions for this movie, for this podcast, is to find out, is Mike Myers a horny dude?
You want to know if Mike Myers actually is horny?
Yeah, I really want to know that.
I want to know another question. Do I make you horny, baby? Do I make you horny, baby?
Well, maybe by the end of this pod, we'll figure that out once and for all. So we're going to either go through this pod until we're done. Like, we might get to the end of his filmography and go, you know what? I think we've answered it.
We checked. The mics have been checked.
He's either still good or he's bad.
Yes. Definitive answer.
Now, what if we don't have a definitive answer? What's going to happen then?
Well, then we can go back and we can start again.
Well, so the Myers loop will begin.
Yeah, we go in a loop.
Oh, boy.
Until maybe we go in a loop until one of four things.
Okay.
Number one, we break the curse.
Okay, sure. So that means if we continue this pod and then eventually Myers is back on the silver screen with a smash blockbuster hit.
Curse is broken. We bring a comeback.
Okay. Don't call it a comeback.
he did leave. Did he leave?
Yeah, true. He did leave.
But he did make a documentary a couple of years ago, Supermensch. We'll get to it in about 20 weeks' time. Maybe 40 weeks' time.
Yeah. Okay, so what are the other reasons? What else could stop us?
They agree to make... On our terms, they agreed to make an Austin Powers sequel. Powers 4.
AP 4. Now, I have ideas for this.
Me 3.
Me 4. I have a specific... I've talked about them. I think I talked about them on Hey Fam.
Yes.
I really... You know, I have some strong views on where this series could go.
Yep.
Mike's involvement. And
I think he should play the leads.
Well, I'm calling for a reboot, but he still plays all the lead characters.
I think so. And they're young again?
Yeah, they're young again.
I want to go a Lego sequel.
Okay.
Which is the new thing cast that's happening around. So maybe Austin Powers is a wise old spy now.
Okay.
Who's like 400 years old or something because he was from the 60s or whatever.
Sure, sure.
And maybe he's kind of lost track of time. He's like a timekeeper, lost
kind
out
of a time lord, but a swinging time lord who's horny.
He makes people horny. He asks people if they're horny because of him, and stuff like that. If they don't at first respond to "Do I make you horny?" he asks, "Do I make you Randy?"
And then if they don't answer that, he just goes, "Well, I'm going to a different time period then," and he just moves forward. He's trying to find the perfect time period.
He's trying to fit in. He's a fish out of water. And this fish is jumping from different ponds.
And in your Lego sequel, there's a new younger cast coming in. Probably same characters. Like
it's a young Austin Powers. He goes back in time to the 40s and he meets an even younger Austin Powers.
Okay. I'm curious to know who's going to play young Austin Powers. I mean,
there's one man for the job.
Who's that? Zac Efron?
No. Mike Myers. Okay. Just put him in even more makeup. I think
we'll get the
that.
Guys at Lola Visual Effects to de-age
maybe
him.
Maybe if we mix a baby Austin Powers, we get Vern Troyer back in the saddle. He rides a horse. He rides a saddle.
And what else? What are some other ways we could get out of this if we decide?
Oh, okay. They're making a new Austin Powers movie. Maybe they make a new Shrek. because that'll probably happen. And they're like, if we need an out, we'll just go, all right, they're doing a Shrek.
This is basically come down to if we break the curse.
Yeah.
If we get a new AP.
Yep.
Maybe we'll settle for a Shrek if we'll we don't get a new AP. Shrek. But how about this? What if we get Mike Myers on the pod?
On the pod, yeah, sure.
That's the that will be the sword finally going back into its sheath.
Yes.
And yes, that does make me Randy.
Okay, we want to get Austin Powers on the podcast. We want to ask him, do I make you horny, baby? And then we want him to ask us that. And if the answer is yes, then we can all be friends and we fuck, baby. We're going to fuck, baby. If we fuck Mike Myers...
it's over.
It's over. That's
well,
it.
That's exciting. These are good terms. I'm
maybe
happy to agree to them.
Maybe a one. Okay. If he sends us personally a cease and desist letter.
Okay. If, he wants right.
if Mike Myers lets it be known that he wants us to stop...
mm.
I will consider stopping.
I'll consider and I'll forgive, but I'll never forget.
You don't forget. You've actually got one of the greatest memories of anyone I know.
My mind is a steel trap and I've filled it up with all the boobs.
What boobs do you remember?
Boobs from like Austin Powers mainly.
Yeah, we're talking about Heather Graham, Mimi Rogers, Elizabeth Hurley,
Vern Troyer.
Fembots.
Yeah, all the fems.
Fat bastards.
Yes, I would definitely titty fuck fat bastards.
I actually looked up. I've been going on an eBay stint recently, like trying to find stuff, like just to purchase things such as Austin Powers movies for this podcast and my other Mike Myers memorabilia. And I needed coasters for my room, so I was looking up Austin Powers coasters, and I found a tin. And the eBay, it's for Gold Member, so it's got Austin Powers coaster, Mini-Me and Dr. Evil coaster. Gold Member coaster and what they called a coaster of Fat Guy. They called him Fat Guy. I don't think they could put bastard on the eBay listing.
Fat Guy. Oh no. I wonder how much of the back end Mike gets of those.
The back end's Mike.
Yeah, I wonder if he
What do you think Mike pulls in merch every year?
I reckon I'm going to say quite easily a mil.
$1 million? Are you saying
$1 million? Yes. I reckon he probably pulls a cool mil on the reg just from Austin Powers merch.
Well, I actually think...
and Shrek merch.
In this day and age, $1 million is not much money.
No, but it's a nice, you know, tidy income.
I think maybe perhaps 1 billion yen. That's from Goldman.
Yeah, that's I can't wait to get to that. Actually, right, how about we
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do that. Let's talk go through the movies we've got coming up.
All right, let's go through them. So we're going to start with today. We're probably going to talk about Saturday Night Live,
and we'll gloss over it. I mean, because we don't have long to talk about.
To live, we don't have long to live. This is our swan song.
Are you dying?
I'm not dying, but I might die by the end of this podcast.
Kind of hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Probably get a few numbers, I reckon.
I think this is probably what's going to get me into heaven, doing this podcast.
Do you think this is your unfinished business?
Yeah, this service. Like, a lot of people don't know, but I'm actually a ghost. I actually don't exist. I live inside this Zoom recorder that we use, and I haunt the airwaves.
Well, I tell you what, it's a pleasure to be your co-ghost on this podcast. I'm happy. Yeah.
I want Mike Myers. I keep calling him Austin Powers. I want Mike Myers to do a horror movie.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get to that. Okay. But let's talk about what we're going to go through.
So, 1992, we've got Wayne's World.
That's his feature film debut.
Yes, you've seen this one?
Schwing.
Yes.
Does that answer your question?
It does, because that's a quote from the flick.
Yes, I've seen it a million times.
1993, So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Have you seen this?
I have seen this on TV. My dad and I recorded it on VHS.
Yep.
During the period of time when my dad had divorced my mother, and we lived in a little flat together, and we would record stuff on TV, and I could watch it after school when I came home, such as Rove Live and Mike Myers movies that aired on free-to-air TV.
Are you excited about rewatching that? Because it might take you back to a period of your youth when things weren't so sure.
Yeah, when I want to be triggered. I want to be triggered in every episode of this podcast. Then we go to Wayne's World 2.
You'll laugh again, you'll cry again, you'll hurl again.
Yes, that is the catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
Then 1997.
Oh, big gap there, isn't it?
Yeah,
4 year disappearance from the silver screen.
I think he was on TV, baby. I think he was doing Saturday Night Limes.
No, he wasn't.
Okay. Well, sorry.
I don't know.
Didn't do enough research.
I don't think he was. But anyway, yeah, okay, so 97.
97, we've got Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
And look, we've seen this a million times, I guess.
I have seen it probably three times this year.
Yeah, yeah.
We are in May.
I've watched it twice this year.
Yeah.
And so I've also watched Goldmember.
I'm looking forward to watching this a lot. This is one of my favorite movies. I think it is a perfect comedy. It's one of my favorite comedies, if not my favorite comedy of all time.
I put it up there with The Naked Gun as far as like big, goofy comedies that are just flawless from start to finish.
I put it up there with Some Like It Hot. I put
really?
It up there with
Billy
Gone
Wilder.
With the Wind.
Mm.
Billy Crystal. I'll put it up there with Billy Crystal.
Yep, Billy Crystal's Gone with the Wind. What's after that? Oh, 54.
54. I'm super excited for this one. This
Never
is probably the
it.
One I'm most excited to watch. I saw the regular version of this with friend of the show, Clinton Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
We watched this movie together like 2 years ago, and it's not very good. But then last year, I remember reading about a director's cut that apparently is a modern classic, like a lost classic of gay counterculture of the 90s and earlier, because set in like the 70s.
So you want to get your hands on the director's cut for
yes,
this?
Yes, I've actually done the research. I found out where I could order the director's cut from Germany right now on Blu-ray, or I could wait like 10 days and it'll be out in America. I'm going to order the Blu-ray for this one.
Wow,
I'm
that's
really
exciting.
Excited. That's the one.
And
I'm
did you like 54 or not so
no,
much?
It's a stinker. It sucked.
So what makes you think that this is going to be any better? It could just be another excuse to put another dollar in Myers' fat wallet.
Well, I'm excited for that as well. I want to make Myers rich again so he can make whatever movie he dreams about. But
okay.
Also, I've heard that it's much better and I think his performance is fantastic in it.
Okay.
Or at least interesting. Okay.
That's a real downgrade right there.
Well, I don't remember it very well.
Okay.
Then we've got this movie called called Pete's Meteor.
I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of it either. It is available on iTunes. Alfred Molina is in it. That's all I could really find out.
Hmm.
So I think it's a drama as well.
So there are going to be a couple of blank slates on this where we know literally nothing about them.
There's a few coming up. The Thin Pink Line.
Now, that's not a goddamn Pink Panther squeakquel, is it?
No, this is... it's like I think it's a mockumentary.
Okay.
Now, a mockumentary is when...
It's when you mock a documentary.
You're mocking it. You're making fun of the documentary format.
Yes.
Or the form of a documentary.
And this is different to a rockumentary. How?
Well, rockumentary is about rock and roll music.
Sure.
Rock and roll musicians.
Sure,
the
sure,
the backstage
sure.
lifestyle of rock and roll. The legacy of rock and roll.
Sure.
The concerts of rock and roll.
Okay, and
now mockumentaries.
Yes,
it's comedy. It's funny.
It's kind of when you're making fun of it. Now, just so I'm clear, a shockumentary. That's the documentary that's about the Shocker.
Yes,
Two in the Pink, One in the Sting.
Yes, yes, that's true.
And speaking of Pink, Thin Pink Line available on Amazon Japan.
Yes, the one version I could find was on Amazon Japan.
That's bizarre.
So I don't know how to order it. If there's any listeners in Japan, hello, fuck you, hello, fuck me from Goldmember. Hello, thanks for listening. Send us a copy. Someone send us a copy.
Or if anyone knows of a YouTube link, or if anyone just wants has seen it and wants to just kind of describe it to us beat by beat.
No, but we have to watch it. We've got to break the curse. We can't just willy-nilly
this. We have to break the
curse. We're doing it for Mike. Then we got, oh God, this is taking 40 minutes to do this. Okay, then we got Austin Powers, Spy Who Shagged Me. Spy Who Shagged Me.
I know that a lot.
Mystery Alaska.
Never seen it.
Don't know what it is.
I remember the cover. From
what describe video it to me if you remember it.
A group of hockey players.
Yes, okay.
With their backs to us on a big frozen lake in Alaska.
Frozen lake, so ice.
So ice.
Okay, so it's an ice hockey movie.
I believe
now,
so.
I know a little thing about Mike Myers. He's Canadian.
Hmm.
That's
He's
one of
Canuck.
The things that I know about Mike Myers going in. He loves probably hockey because that's what they love in Canada.
He loves it. He, you know, Wayne plays ice hockey in Wayne's World.
Yes, Wayne Gretzky, probably who he's named after.
Probably. All right, what else? Shrek, yeah, okay. We all know Shrek. We've all seen
Shrek. I'm not looking forward to Shrek.
Neither am I. I loved the Shreks when I was a kid.
All the Shreks.
Loved them all, but it's, you know, it's been a while.
It has been a while. I hated Shrek. I remember I saw it as a kid. Yeah. I saw the first one. I think it was the first movie I didn't like.
Oh, no. Well, it'll be fun to watch, you know. It's got the Eddie Murphy, it's got the John Lithgow, it's got the...
John Lithgow? Who is he?
Farquaad, Lord Farquaad.
Mind your manners. Please don't swear on the podcast. I remember it's got a Matrix reference in it, and I remember I'd already seen The Matrix at that point in my life, and I was like, well, Matrix is a really good movie. Well, how dare you make fun of it?
All I'm going to say is, Shreks? Yes, please.
What's Shrek'd? Okay, View from the Top with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, we also missed Goldmember in there. Goldmember's 2002. Sorry. View from the Top. Yeah, I know
Cameron,
nothing about this.
I'm really sorry.
Don't worry.
Guys, I just want to apologize to Mike. I forgot about Goldmember for 1 second. Austin Powers in Goldmember.
Don't forget it.
Don't forget it. I know a lot of stuff about it. The one song that I have on my iPod at the moment is the Dr. Evil cover of Hard Rock Life. That's true. I downloaded that.
I love gold.
You do love gold.
Yes.
So View from the Top, that's from 2003. It was meant to come out in 2001, but something pretty bad happened that year.
I don't
year.
Know what it was, but maybe we'll figure it out when we
something,
watch the film.
Yeah, something pushed it back for some reason.
2003, nobody knows, and I certainly don't know what that is.
Yes, I found a link on dailymotion.com to that movie.
Ah, my favorite video streaming yes. website.
It's the one where you can find any sexual scenes from any movie on there.
Now, and that might provide a little bit of insight as to whether Mike Myers is horny.
Yes, maybe we'll I think find he out. Is horny.
Right. Cat in the Hat, 03. Never seen it. Notorious Bomb.
I saw it in the cinema. Also, one of the first movies I didn't like.
That's the beginning of the decline, presumably. And by the time we get to that point, we'll start to figure out why Mike has disappeared from our
yes,
screen.
Yes, I reckon this is where we're starting to unlock the mysteries.
Yep. Shrek 2, big Shrek hit. 2. Monster hit.
Yeah, Shrek 2. Then we got this documentary called Second City, the First Family of Comedy.
So I assume he's just a talking head in that.
Probably. We'll probably skip that one.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it anyway. Yeah, it could be interesting.
Is this boring?
Kind of.
Yeah. This is boring. We're always... Let's keep... Let's just...
We've got a couple more left. Them.
Shrek the Third. Whatever.
Shrek the
Third. The Love Guru.
Now, I'm really looking forward
Me
to that.
Me too. I want to know what it's like. I've never seen it.
Nope.
Because it was a... It's a monumental bomb.
Yes. It's a tank, you could say. It's... From the looks of it, it's his second last screen appearance... you know, as visually, not including voice acting. And also, it's the last of his own projects to be made. And that's 2008, not including the documentary that came out 2 years ago.
Now, a documentary, what is that?
Now, that's the opposite of a mockumentary. So, it's not making fun of the thing that it's presenting.
Yeah.
And there's very little fingering in it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm, so, does but this make me horny? Probably not.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino.
That's so funny that we get to watch that.
I'm excited to watch that one. Shrek Forever After, cool. And then Superman, just a documentary.
Which he directed.
Cool. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. Probably need to go soon.
Yeah, sorry guys, we do have to go. We were going to talk a little more about SNL, but maybe
we'll get to it. We'll do that next time.
In the first episode. This is more of a tease for the Slater fans.
Yes.
So guys, you know, be on the lookout for Mic Check. It's going to happen, and you're going to love it. We want you to subscribe, and we want you to spread the word because it's going to be really funny and really stupid. Even though this was just us listing things on his IMDb.
That was a cool way to get started. We're getting people a taste test. We're funny up the top, then we're
a taste test from our tasty fingers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's one thing we're going to get started back up. Everyone's going to taste their finger.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this right now, put your finger near your mouth. Don't touch it. Just get the little taste going around it. And then maybe by the end of this podcast series, you'll suck that little fingy.
All right, tasty finger, everybody.
Hey, everybody. The first real episode is up on iTunes right now. Please subscribe, listen to it. We hope you like it. Give us a star rating. I suggest 5, but you can pick whatever you want. But I do suggest 5. And in the comments, why don't you give us the name of another spin-off podcast you'd like to hear us talk about? Maybe Ben Stiller's Stiller Good or Adam Sandler, Enter Sandman, something like that. And we'll try and do a spin-off app of one of those. We've already got a couple of ideas that other people have given us, but we always want more. Cool. See you later, babies.
It's my check. It's my check. The podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.